died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Thanks be to God.
Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your only people. Light for the world to see.
Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed.
Tomorrow will be forth, and the Lord he will be with you.
Stand ye still, and ye shall see the salvation of the Lord.
Tomorrow will be forth, and the Lord he will be with you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Tomorrow will be forth, and the Lord he will be with you.
We wait for thy loving kindness, O Lord.
In the midst of thy temple.
O God, who makest us glad with the yearly expectation of thy coming, grant that we, who with joy receive thy only begotten Son as our Redeemer, may without fear behold him when he shall come to be our judge, even thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Amen.
Before the blessing, I want to thank our guest organist, Mr. Philip Elliott, the parish choir and the cantors, under the direction of our parish organist and choral director, Dr. Joe McKee, for the inspiration and music which has given all of us, I hope, strength to sustain us as we go back out through our church doors to live and work to God's praise and glory. Thank you to all of you for being with us on this Advent Sunday, and I do hope that you can share in the fellowship and the friendship of the refreshments at the west end of the church. Let us pray. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good, Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you throughout this season of Advent and forevermore.
Amen.